5-Minute Geek Show. I'm your host, Matt Stauffer. I'm working on my microphone. It's not etiquette, posture. So I'm trying to get closer to the mic because people were giving me crap last time when we were talking about microphones, because they're like, are you going to do things like you do normally, which is like stand the whole way back here because then people can see your mouth? And I'm like, no, I'm going to step next to the mic like I'm supposed to. So 5-Minute Geek Show. Remember, we're talking about the fact that I'm going to have like a thing that tells you about what it is. People still don't know what this is about because it's a very broad name. So 5-Minute Geek Show, 5 minutes of geek twice a week. One topic per episode, and it's about web development, mobile, project management, audio, design, whatever. If it's geeky, it fits. So I actually worked with my friend Adam Wathen to record an additional set of instrumentation on top of the Geek Show theme song. He did some awesome guitars on it, and I did some... let's see if I can lift this up for you. Sorry, audio people. I've got my M-Audio keyboard right here, and I brought it in. Recorded some awesome organ on top of it. It was actually really fun stuff. The problem with it is it turns out that I wasn't actually as close to the click as I thought I was in the original bass recording. And if you don't know, the click is this thing that goes... And it helps you kind of record in, you know, up to some particular rhythm. And I wasn't as close to the click as I originally thought I was when I recorded the bass part. So we all kind of struggled, so we kind of gave up. So I'm going to go back and record the drums... and do a better job of that, and then we'll be able to make sure the drums are on click, and then I can go back and re-record it, and then Adam will do his guitar part all over again. It'll be really great. So that's it for Geek Show lore. It's New Year's Eve. I'm going to release this on New Year's Day or maybe the day after. I'm not sure, but let's just get going. So today we're going to be talking about CSS breakpoints. So if you're not familiar with breakpoints and media queries in CSS, basically the concept here is when you're doing responsive web design, rather than just having a single version of your website that shows the same all the time, at certain points, you're going to make some sort of a change in the way your CSS lays out and the way your site shows, whether it's font size changes or number of columns or width of columns or whatever else. It's going to be some change at some certain point. And that point is called a breakpoint. Now, when we first started doing responsive design, we would use a lot of terms like mobile and desktop, right? We were thinking, okay, well, here's me on my 320 pixel wide iPhone, and here's me on my, 1280 pixel wide desktop. And so the breakpoint is usually we would make it like anything above 320 pixels or 321 or whatever you end up doing gets the desktop view. And then we're like, oh, crud, there's a space in between that doesn't work so well on my iPad. So I need to have like a desktop, an iPad, and a mobile version. The problem with that is, well, what if your content doesn't break really well at right at the 320 mark, but what if it would break really well at the 500 mark? What if it doesn't break really well at the 1280 mark, but what if it really needs a break at the 1400 mark? And people are like, oh, well, bigger screens. Well, let's add more, predefined names that we're going to have all the time. We're going to have mobile, and we're going to have desktop, and we're going to have iPad, and then we're going to have TV or whatever. In the end, you're really going to find yourself constrained because your content and where it breaks well and poorly is going to really be different depending on the website that you're working on. So effective breakpoint design is really based on understanding how your content flows. And so for me, what I want to share is that if you're designing the breakpoints, the particular points at which your content should change its layout for your site, what you should do is you should put your site in without those kind of constraints. Usually you're going to design it at the mobile size because this is called mobile first, which means just usually a single column, make it look good in an iPhone or at least decent on any browser, but kind of maybe it ends up being too wide in a lot of bigger browsers or whatever, bigger displays. And then find the places at which it stops feeling comfortable, where the line length in your paragraphs just gets so long that it's not very legible. And usually that's 50 to 60 characters per line. Once it starts getting past that, it's going to feel awkward. Well, that's probably a good place for you to put a breakpoint. And then when does it get to the point where, you're going to want to have two columns in the end, right? The primary content column and the side column on the right side. Well, what happens at what point do those columns get so squished, especially the smaller columns, that you can't read the content in them or the images are too big or whatever? Well, that's probably a good point for a breakpoint. So basically what you want to do for this is you want to understand the particular content at a particular site is going to lay out a certain way. It's going to be shaped a certain way. And why don't you make breakpoints that help that content? And yes, you do always want to make sure that it looks good in the primary devices. Like, for example, if the CEO has a Retina iPad 2 or whatever, you want to make sure it looks good there. And you want to target your primary devices. And people ask us all the time, well, what are the primary devices? Well, a 1200 pixel-ish wide computer screen, definitely 320 pixels, 400 pixels, you know, below 320, we don't bother about too much. And you really want to do the annoying browser, you know, just stretch and squash anywhere between the 320 and the massive. You want to make sure that it's not completely broken anywhere, but you really want to be targeting, you know, your 1200s, your 1300s wide, and then your 300s, 400s, 500s wide. And you're going to get a lot of tablet users. So that whole space between that 300 and that, you know, 1200, there are going to be a lot of varieties there in terms of this tablet, that tablet. Is it horizontal? Is it landscape, hot dog, hamburger, all that kind of stuff? So really, you got to make sure that you can't just say, oh, well, it looks good at 320. It looks good at 1024. Looks good at 1280. I'm good. Because what happens about when it gets down to that one point in between 320 and 1024, somebody has their browser sized that way, and your content is all of a sudden spilling out of the bounds of your column because it's too narrow. Well, you need to adjust for that as well. So basically, the deal is adjust your media queries based on the content of a particular site, and that means you might need to tweak them a little bit as you go, and we just got to be flexible, responsive, adaptive. That's kind of what we're doing here. Out of time. I don't have much else going on, so Happy New Year, people. I like you, and I'll see y'all next week.